What's going on, y'all? It's the Ralphie Radio Show of Max, Siva, Jay, and Nathan. UK's The Wanted joining me right now. Fellas, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be here.
All right, so before we get into your music and your TV appearances here in the States, what happened last night? Apparently, these guys got stuck in an elevator, or as you guys like to say across the pond,
a lift. Yeah.
A lift.
We were celebrating some news that we got about a TV show that we're doing in LA next week, and we proceeded to,
in the elevator?
You got the news in the elevator,
okay.
And it just stopped, and...
You know what's funny? Like, the speaker came on, because Tom instantly rang the alarm, and this guy started talking to us, said, what happened, guys? And we were like, I don't know, like, the elevator, it just stopped. I don't know what happened. He went, no, you were jumping around like idiots, and it was like...
It was like behind us, and there was a camera just staring at us.
So do you think he stopped it on purpose or no?
That's what I'm thinking. Then he tried charging it back to us, didn't he? I was like, cheeky.
By the way, what TV show are you doing?
We can't say.
You're quick with that one. You knew it was coming too, didn't you? Chat with the Wanted here on the Ralphie Radio Show. One TV show these guys have done is Ellen. That must have been an amazing experience for you guys.
Yeah. She was great with us, you know. She's so much fun. And we really didn't know how the audience were going to react, because it was our first thing we'd ever done, and it was such a big show. But the audience were crazy, and they were so into it, so we couldn't help ourselves but go into the crowd and get involved with them, because they were so reactive and responsive. So
it's interesting. Obviously, the track Glad You Came by The Wanted, we'll talk about that here in a second. It's climbing up the charts, but not everyone in the crowd probably knew the song, so maybe it's just a testament to how fun of a song it is. You don't need to know it, I guess, to get into it.
Yeah, that was one of the most surprising things for us. So I mean, since then, like, radios are taking it, and we have crowds turning up, and we're selling out gigs. So I mean, it's all going well. Like, just want to keep going now. I don't really want to go home. That's the problem.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about that in a second here. We're talking with The Wanted here on the Ralphie Radio Show, because I did a Google News search on you guys, and I'm going to walk tentatively here, because I learned this lesson the semi-hard way when I was interviewing JLS about a year ago. But the British tabloids can be pretty brutal, and it's got to be nice being here in the States, not having to worry about them as much.
Yeah, they do get pretty brutal.
I mean, they talk about your personal lives and your relationships, and obviously in the States, we're not familiar. Maybe people aren't familiar enough to even care, but it's got to be nice at least that no one is like prying.
I mean, it's been good to just walk around the streets with no press or paps, and just not even that many people noticing us, to be honest with you, because I mean, it does sometimes get a bit much, you know what I mean? And like, coming from being so normal to just being chucked into this lifestyle, it's so like bewildering sometimes, like what's going on. But yes, yeah, it's nice to be over here. And
now another difference obviously between the US and the UK. Nathan, hold on, where's Nathan? Nathan's right here. You're not 21. The only one of these fellows that's not 21. So we got to try to sneak you into the bars if we want to take you out for a drink.
I've done well so far.
Okay.
He's got into a lot of bars already.
Nice work.
I've got a way about me somehow, which is hiding within the group.
Yeah. Okay.
He's away with it though. It doesn't cost him a penny. Like the other night, all he did was stand in the corner going, Max, can you get me a beer, mate? Yeah. Not said he'd give me like $10 or whatever to get myself one. He was just like, can you get me a drink? I thought, all right, I'll put it on my tab.
And then, well, to be fair, if anything, it was, can you get me a drink and this...
Yeah. Put it on his tab. I love it. Now, one of the lines from Glad You Came that I'm actually kind of fascinated with is the line, speaking of drinks, hand you another drink, drink it if you can. A very polite way of trying to give a girl a drink, but as I'm sure you guys well know, that could either be like really great or end up as an epic fail, right? You gotta be careful with that.
Yeah, there's too many drinks, she's on the floor and you're not getting her home.
And then you're babysitting.
Yeah, and that is not what you need.
Wrap it up with the Wanted here on the Ralphie Radio Show. The British tabloids are trying to pair you guys up right now with your label mate's manager, Justin Bieber's manager, Scooter Braun. What's your relationship with him?
He's our new manager.
He is your manager now.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So that's longer a rumor.
That was a rumor. This is the first time they said that.
Wow, I'm happy to break the news for sure. Well, if nothing else, you're going to be seeing a lot more of these guys now that they've certainly teamed up with Scooter Braun, a guy that's worked with Usher and Asher Roth and pioneered Justin Bieber's career. The Wanted, Glad You Came is on iTunes now. Fellas, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.